chanting. Every devotee who claims to be a Vaishnava must carefully guard against all these offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired success. Krishna Prema.
Created by the Supreme Lord out of His great compassion to give the chance to the living entities to enjoy their material desires on one hand, on the other hand, realize that we cannot enjoy separate from Krishna and we have to reform our this bestial, low-quality desires, reform the mentality, get cured, and return back home, back to Godhead. So these are the two purposes for which the material world is created. Because the living entity has somehow developed a desire to be independent of Krishna, to enjoy separately. So the Lord is so kind, He creates a facility. But at the same time, He also gives a chance to the living entity to prepare himself to return back to Godhead and lead a very healthy life in His blissful association. So the Lord is so kind that He personally descends Himself into this world. Or He sends His bona fide representatives to reclaim the diseased, conditioned living entities back home to His abode. He also gives the scriptures, just like it is said, Maya Mugda Jivarna Hi Svata Krishna Jnan Atayeva Kripa Kaile Krishna Veda Puran. So Maya Mugda Jiva Svata Krishna Nahi Jnan. He actually doesn't have knowledge about Krishna. He is wandering in this world here and there, chasing after the mirage of material pleasures. And the more he becomes addicted to material pleasures, the more he is victimized by Maya through slaps and kicks and punches and pounds and everything. But Krishna is so kind, He has not just put us in the world of darkness like a dungeon or something. He has also given the light. That is why it is said, the Veda, Puran, all these things Krishna has given to pave way for the living being to come back to Him. That is why when Lord Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Himself personally, He starts this vigorous preaching movement Himself. You will see, He organized the Mass Sankirtan against Chandkasi once. Subsequently, He organized Sankirtan at Shiva Sangan, and then He sent out Nityananda Haridas Thakur to preach and expand the movement. But if you carefully observe, all this preaching is based on one basic premise, which is you speak philosophy based on the scriptures and give the medicine, the holy name. Because a patient is not sufficiently convinced about his disease. So you sit with him for half an hour and explain to him how he is diseased. And then he develops sufficient fear about the disease, then you give him the medicine. That's what Mahaprabhu did. Like Mahaprabhu was preaching to Sarvam Bhattacharya in Puri. After he heard all the philosophy, take the medicine. Holy name. He went to Prakashanand Saraswati, preached to him and all the Mayavadi sannyasis. And they all sufficiently became convinced, then he gave the holy name to them. He went to South India, met Kurma Brahman, Jare Deko Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. And he also said, if you Tomarane Badibe Vishaya Taranga, he told him that the Vishaya Taranga will not disturb you if you constantly chant the holy name, he told him. When he met Vasudev, the leper, to whom he awarded a very beautiful body, and Vasudev leper lamented, Why did you give me this beautiful body? I would have rather spent life peacefully in the material world with a body full of diseases without drawing anyone's attention. Now you have given me a handsome body, people will every time look at this body and praise me that I became a Kripa Patra of Lord Chaitanya and I got a handsome body. Our Prabhu said, no, constantly chant the holy name, you will never be affected by pride. So, Mahaprabhu, you will find, wherever he went, he gave the holy name. Any village he went to South India for preaching. What is preaching? Preaching means distributing the holy name. Convincing the living entities to receive the gift of the holy name, which is a real medicine, to cure the enjoying mentality in their hearts and cleanse it off so that they will be able to awaken their naturally flowing love for Krishna in their hearts. And with that love, render service, devotion service to him, now and for all time, and taste the sweetness of bhakti. That is actually preaching. And Mahaprabhu did that. Not only he did it, he then called Rupa Sanatan, all the Goswamis, go to Vrindavan, excavate the holy places, establish temples, establish the Sri Vigrahas, worship them, write literature based on the essence of all the scriptures. For what? To distribute holy name to the people. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, every day they chanted 2 lakh names. Some of them chanted 1 lakh names, which is 64 rounds. Some of them chanted 2 lakh names. Haridasa Puri made him Namacharya to speak about the glories of the holy name. So, you'll find, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached, the main preaching is distributing the holy name, giving to the people, because this is the real medicine. Otherwise, there is no meaning of going to a hospital. If a person goes to a hospital and had a nice chat with the doctor and goes back with no medicine in his pocket, will he get cured of his disease? That is why real preaching means you can be nice to people, talk to people, you know, give them nice prasad, have a nice chat, but at the end they should have a bead bag hanging from their neck with the beads, medicine, and then give them the holy name. If we have to convince the living entities to accept the holy name, first of all we have to convince ourselves to receive this gift of the holy name, which is a real medicine. As I told you in the beginning, the material world is a place created by the Supreme Lord to give a chance for us to fulfill our material desires, which are constantly lingering in our hearts. But sometimes in the course of fulfilling the material desires, the living entity gets stuck in this world. And birth after birth after birth, and he is suffering. That is why great Vaishnavas are called Paradukha Dukhi. They are extremely compassionate. They devise plans, ways and means to trick the living entity to take the medicine of the holy name and get purified and go back to Godhead. You know, Prabhupada wrote the book Easy Journey to Other Planets at a time when they were researching on how to go to moon. And that book became a, you know, like a hot book, hit book at that time. Everybody wanted to buy and read it. And there was a desire to acquire Ashta Siddhis and fly to other planets or use mechanical means to go to other planets. So, in that book, last part, you will see Prabhupada give some 14-15 instructions about how to take to Krishna conscious life and practice systematically. Why to go to moon planet? You can go to the highest planet, Goloka Vrindavan. That he concludes. So the holy names, what is the mechanism of the chanting of the holy name? The jiva, this living entity, has a very natural love for Krishna. And that love is now covered over because of the impurity. And that impurity has to be cleansed by this particular method which Krishna himself has prescribed in the scriptures by giving himself to the living entities in this world. Kolokara Premadana Harinama Sankirtan means he has come into this material world in the form of the name. By repeating this name with the right attitude. And what is that attitude? Krishna, somehow or other I have become stuck in this material tabernacle. I don't belong to this world. This is a foreign place for me. And I belong to you. I am your property, meant to be engaged in your loving service. Instead, I have become deviated, distracted from my original mission and purpose in life. please pick me up from this ocean of birth and death, which is extremely painful, not only because of the battering waves of samsara, more so because of separation from you, because of living entity being forced to live in your absence. That is even more painful than the pain caused by the threefold miseries. Please kindly pick me up from this ocean of birth and death and place me at your feet so that I can blissfully be engaged in your service. So this attitude of chanting, while chanting, is very important, because that bhav, or the right attitude with which the living entity calls, that is what is exactly pleasing to Krishna. Not just the name, because anybody can chant the name, Namakshara Bahu Haya Namanahi Haya, he says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He may chant a million times without making any tangible progress, he says, because the superficial name is like a capsule without any powder inside. The powder inside is the bhav, or the prayerful mood. Sometimes you eat a capsule, isn't it? So the capsule is made of some ordinary edible item. That is not going to have the effect unless the powder is kept. Similarly, calling out the holy name with the right attitude, chanting for deliverance, Prabhupada says. Chanting for deliverance. That is the type of chanting we should do. And exactly mechanism is this. When you chant the holy name, it enters the ears, reaches the heart, cleanses the impurities in the heart. More and more blossoming our original nature, bringing out our original nature. And the more the original nature comes out, we become healthy. Just like when you have a viral fever, you take some antibiotics. In the first 2-3 days, you see you are practically bedridden with a body with high temperature and bitter tongue and everything. But as days proceed, 3rd or 4th day, you will find the disease is going off. You become healthy. You can feel healthy. Similarly, Prabhupada said, when you chant the holy name regularly and sincerely and attentively and offenselessly, desperately, then the result of such a chanting is a person becomes spiritually very healthy. His consciousness becomes very healthy. His attitude is one of servitude, not enjoying mentality. His attitude is one of putting himself in Krishna's control, not wanting to control other living entities or Krishna. His attitude is one of being owned by Krishna and not wanting to become proprietor of dead material, stale, petty things of this world. So in this way, the healthy attitude will blossom in the heart of a sincerely practicing devotee. And then the very same holy name, which appeared to be like a very bitter medicine for a jaundiced man, that very same holy name becomes the most delicious nectar, as Rupa Goswami says. Why should I have just 2 years? Let me have crores of years, crores of tongues, he says. And I chant the Nojane Janitakiyat Piramratai Krishna Iti Varanatvayi. And I just chant this 2-syllable Krishna, you want millions of tongues and millions of years, he says. When that stage comes, then a devotee cannot keep quiet. He has to go and preach and distribute it to others. So we have to first experience sweetness in the holy name. Then only we can convince others. Like you ate medicine from a doctor and you got cured and you became healthy, what you will do? Anybody is sick, what you will do? You will recommend the doctor. Hey, you go to the doctor. And I have been suffering from this severe problem and I got well completely. If you also go to him, you will benefit. And you can speak with confidence. And that is how His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America, he could preach very vigorously and strongly because he got completely enlivened by the process offered by his spiritual master. Although Srila Prabhupada is Nitya Siddha, even in Nitya Siddha's life is designed in such a way as if he is progressing. Although he is always a liberated soul. So he could actually give the process very powerfully. So we may read a lot of philosophy. We may read pastimes, we may read philosophy, and we may get to know so many things. But ultimately the culmination of all this learning of philosophy is to perform this chanting of the holy name with very great attention and care. Because every time you call out the holy name with attention, and that is the time you are actually making progress. Other times the progress is minimal. For example, if I am calling with a great deep bhakti bhavana and sincerity, I am progressing like this. And when I am calling the holy name without much bhavana, looking here, looking there, carelessly, I am progressing this much. It's like 1 millimeter. But with bhavana, with attention and care, when I call the holy name, I progress 100 millimeter. It's like that in spiritual life. Actually, a devotee can literally observe his own heart. What were the qualities of my desires, you know, 10 years ago? What is the quality of my desires now? And what is the quality of desires I want to acquire in the time to come? One can observe, because our heart is a laboratory. And the japa beach is the apparatus. And when we chant the holy name, one can make progress, and the unwanted material desires which are lingering in the heart, they will gradually be destroyed by the chanting of the holy name. That happened to Dhruva Maharaj. He came with mental desires, chanted the holy name, they were finished. When Vishnu came, he said, I don't want anything. How could he say that? Because the quality of his consciousness improved. So we should aspire for that, and we should work towards that while chanting the holy name. And then we can preach. What is preaching? Distribute the holy name. That is preaching. And as many living entities as possible you come across, distribute the holy name to them. Convince them to chant. And when they get purified and they become blissful devotees, then everybody you will see, those fellows were having moonch and poonch and jeans and t-shirt and funk hair and all these things. You will find those fellows wearing dhoti, kurta and wearing tala, kantimala, chanting and dancing and haribol, haribol, haribol. So many haribols you will hear. And Prabhupada said, if you are not preaching, no more haribols. Prabhupada said. So preaching means bringing as many living entities back to the lotus feet of Krishna by administering the medicine of the holy name to them. And before doing it to them, administering the medicine to oneself and becoming healthy. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like the sacred trees for ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Pancha kalpatarubhyascha krupa sindubhya evacha paditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha anantakoti vaishnava vrindaki vaishnava thakurki.